from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
So in the last 24 hours, we saw Matthew Judon get traded from New England to the Falcons for a third-round draft pick, but no report on a new contract for Matthew Judon. Why am I bringing up this deal when we have our buddy Dan Leberfeld from Jets Confidential stopping by the sports bar? It feels eerily similar to the deal that the Jets did with Hassan Reddick. And I guess, Dan, we just wanted to get some clarity from you as Jets camp continues, and we know the joint practices are happening in Carolina. What's the latest on this? And did the Jets do wrong by the player here by not giving him the deal that he thought he was going to get when he got traded to the team?
Well, I tweeted about this. I've written about it. I find this a very challenging story to do as a beat writer because I don't know, and I'm not afraid to say I don't know, what was discussed before the trade? What was the conversation like between the Jets GM, Joe Douglas, and the agent for Hassan Reddick? What was discussed between Hassan Reddick and the Jets, perhaps? What did they say? It just, Joe Douglas, you know, people say, well, his record as Jets GM is not great. I think he's a good GM, though. I mean, when you look at the roster this year, I think most people would say, hey, this team should be really good. Yeah. They have a very talented roster. I mean, that's obviously one way you judge the general manager. This guy worked 15 years under Ozzie Newsome. He entered the league with the Baltimore Ravens, worked 15 years with one of the greatest GMs in NFL history. So you learn from the best. I have a really hard time believing that Joe Douglas, the Jets GM, made a trade where he acquired a player. He acquired a contract dispute saying, we're going to acquire this player. We know he hates his contract, and we're going to try to force him to play under his current deal. There's got to be something missing from this story, but it's hard to discern that without knowing what was discussed between the agent, what was discussed between the agent and the team, the player and the team, without being privy to those conversations that took place before the trade. It's really hard to totally get to the bottom of this.
But it feels like if there is something we can kind of speculate on is that there's just a lack of communication somewhere along the chain. I mean, that's what that lack of communication broke down to the point where Reddick is not in camp with the team.
Right. So one thing I wonder, since I do Joe Douglas, one thing that he's been very good at is contracts with the Jets. You think about how he handled the Jamal Adams situation 3 years ago where Jamal wanted a new deal after 3 years, and Joe Douglas wanted him to wait a year to after his fourth year on his rookie contract. And Jamal went scorched earth with his agent on Twitter and with reporters trying to make the Jets look bad. Joe Douglas traded a box safety for 2 first-round picks to Seattle. He didn't cave on the contract, and he got an unbelievable haul for him. So my point is, and he never, you know, in the off seasons, you look at the deals like Mike Williams, the receiver from the Chargers, 1 year, about $6 million. Joe's pretty good with the contract. So I just have a hard time believing that he said, because it makes no sense as a parent, as a coach, or as a GM to say, if you do this, then I'll take care of you down the road. Like, you want kind of some kind of guarantees, you know, up front. What if it doesn't happen down the road? So I have a hard time believing Joe just made the deal and said, if you practice hard, we'll give you a contract. I think something changed. Was there a bait and switch from the agent and the player saying, yeah, we're good with it? And then all of a sudden they were in the building and they weren't good with it.
Yeah, that's possible. Compare that to another situation, Dan, and again, you're not on the 49er beat, but certainly you cover the league at large, where that when you compare the Jets situation to what's going on with Brandon Ayuk, that seems a little more, you know, the parties involved, whether it's the Steelers, the 49ers, at one point the Patriots and Browns were involved there. Nothing's happened so far because basically Ayuk hasn't gotten the money that he's looking for. Is that kind of... Your read on it?
Well, I love the latest news in terms of what the 49ers have done here. I think it's brilliant. Okay, here's our offer to you. And they upped the offer a little bit. And if you don't like this offer, then we'll fulfill your wish to be traded to the Steelers. I love it. It puts the ball squarely in his court. Do you want to go to a Steeler team where you don't even know if you have a quarterback? Or do you want to take this offer, which is really good? It's not Justin Jefferson money. That's the problem with the free agent receiver market is everyone's looking at Justin Jefferson's contract. Well, I don't know what you guys think. I think Ayuk's really good, but I don't know if he's Justin Jefferson good. So I think what the 49ers have done here, John Lynch and Shanahan, is like, I think the current move by them to say, this is our offer, you don't want it, we'll trade you. I think that's a good one.
It's funny, though, you know, the guy that is holding out from that camp specifically, and I know we're going to talk about the Jets, but I think it's fascinating all this attention is being paid to Brandon Ayuk when a more important player, their left tackle, Trent Williams, hasn't been at camp either looking for a new deal.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think there are these players saying, you know what, you guys haven't paid the quarterback yet. We all know what happens when you pay the quarterback. It doesn't mean you don't have the opportunity to challenge for the Super Bowl. The Bills have certainly done that after paying Josh Allen, but it does hurt your ability to pay other positions. So I think guys like Trent Williams at left tackle and obviously Brandon Ayuk, they're like, you know what? This is the year to strike on a massive deal because they're not paying the quarterback yet. So I think Trent Williams, you know, looks at some of the left tackle contracts now and sees his deal as outdated. However, he's a 36-year-old left tackle who's had a lot of injuries over the years. That's kind of a risky deal. So to me, what they'll probably do with Trent Williams is similar to what the Rams did with Stafford, where they guarantee more money up front, but they don't give him a 3 or 4 year deal.
Talking to Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential. Dan, how has camp been going on so far? And have we fully moved past, I would assume the answer is yes here, where Aaron Rodgers is a little trip there to Egypt.
Yeah, you know, I made a reference, you know, the longer we're around doing this stuff, you make references that the new generation won't get. So I called him briefly, I called him Nile Rodgers. Get it?
Mm.
No, but nobody really got it because Nile Rodgers is a famous record producer, singer.
Chic, I want to say, right? Leberfeld?
Yeah, Chic, yeah. Right. Uh-huh. So Aaron Rodgers goes to the Nile Rodgers. But that's one of those things, you know what? It might sound brilliant to me, but nobody's going to get it. But notwithstanding. So Nile Rodgers, that whole thing is way in the rear view mirror. You know, I'm in Charlotte right now for the Jets practice today with the Panthers and then the game Saturday. And I know people are really into these training camp fights. And there was a doozy today down here where a wide receiver for the Panthers, Terrace Marshall, another one of those really talented receivers at LSU, he caught a touchdown pass on the Jets corner, DJ Reed, and he flipped the ball at him. I'm sure you guys could see what happened next. Okay, so he runs away, and DJ Reed takes the ball, runs over to where Marshall is and throws the ball at him, and then the scrum breaks out after that. But so there were a couple of fights today, but I can tell you one thing. Compared to the Panthers, the Jets should be considered one of the best teams in the league. Man, is that roster devoid of talent in terms of the Carolina Panthers. But the Jets, Rodgers looked good today. Rodgers, you know, I'm not into training camp stats for quarterbacks. I think that's ridiculous that some reporters do that. So some days, I mean, the stats aren't great, but he is vintage Rodgers as far as can make all the throws, can make all the reads, you know, great on hot reads. Whenever he's blitzed, he finds the right guy and the guy's off to the races half the time. So all that stuff's good. Obviously it's not tackle football, but you could tell the arm's still there. The mind is still there. The audibles at the line is still there. We'll just have to see what he does when the real tackle football starts. But he hasn't lost any of the things in terms of watching practice that made him great.
Are we going to see him play any tackle football this preseason, Dan?
I don't know. You know, it's funny. The question down here in Charlotte is Bryce Young going to play in the preseason? I know, you know, when you look at veteran quarterbacks, you might say, yeah, that particular guy doesn't need it. But you have to think Bryce Young needs it in his second year in the league, in a new offense this year under Dave Canales. You think he needs it. But some of these teams just believe in putting the quarterback in bubble wrap. I don't have an answer about Rodgers yet. The Jets aren't really answering that question yet, so I really don't know.
Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential, our guest here in the Sports Bar. Where would – and you certainly observe the Buffalo Bills, the Bills being the defending champ of the division four times now. Where would you put the gap right now between the Jets and the Bills, Dan?
Well, the news today narrowed the gap a little bit. I mean, Matt Milano is one of the best linebackers in football in terms of his instincts are off the charts. And that's such a big part of that position. You know, there's so many what they call see and go reactors in football where they have to see it first to run over and make the tackle, and they're often late. This guy was at the scene of the crime so often before. You know, the play was even like in, the ball was even in the receiver's hands or tight end's hands. His reads are so amazing. So to me, this guy was definitely a nemesis for the Jets, the way he played against them. And I don't need to tell you guys this, but this whole, you know, I'm not looking to beat Matt Milano up today. It's not his fault. But when you're a 6 foot, 223 pound linebacker, in the modern NFL, I know it helps him with his speed and his mobility, but it's hard. And the Bills under McDermott love those small, fast linebackers, but the downside to that is keeping them healthy. So I think today bridged the gap a little bit, but, you know, and the Jets, to me, have one of the easiest schedules in the league. And one of their opponents early in the season is Minnesota. So it might have been J.J. McCarthy. Now it's Darnold. They play Tennessee early in the year. You know, they play New England twice early in the year. To me, the two toughest games on their schedule are the two Buffalo games. So I still give Buffalo the edge, but the gap is narrowing.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And what do we hear about the health of some of the Jets there this preseason? Have we seen Mike Williams yet? Are we going to see Mike Williams this preseason? What about some of these weapons for Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I don't know if you'll see Mike Williams in the preseason, but he's really ramping things up in practice, cutting very smoothly in the individual drills at the receiver position. He's not participating in the scrimmage part of practice, but you're watching him in the wide receiver drills. He looks like he's very close to returning. And one of the things Aaron Rodgers has been really good at in camp is throwing guys open, you know, throwing fades, throwing 50-50 balls with Alan Lazard. Can you imagine what Rodgers will do with Mike Williams, who's obviously better than Lazard and one of the better 50-50 ball players in the league. Now, will they need time to develop chemistry because they never played together? And I question whether Mike Williams will play in the preseason, Aaron Rodgers up in the air too. Will that take some time? Probably. But Aaron Rodgers and Mike Williams, with Aaron Rodgers' ability to throw guys open, that could be a magical combination.
Yeah, I think the player in this league, Dan, that people aren't in tune with just how good the guy is well, because he really didn't have anybody throwing the ball, is Garrett Wilson. How has Garrett Wilson looked? And what is the ceiling for him this season?
Oh, he's looked great. And he and Rodgers are getting better and better as the days progress. And, you know, it's pretty amazing about Garrett Wilson. I'm trying to think of the numbers offhand. Last year he had, how many catches did he have? He had almost 100 catches. It was in the 90s. And that was with their really dubious quarterback situation. Can you imagine what he's going to do with Rodgers? Yeah, Rodgers and Wilson, I've lost count of how many big plays downfield they've had in camp. So if you're a fantasy player, I don't know everything about fantasy sports, but most of those drafts done yet, guys? Are still going on?
No, a lot of them haven't even started. Yeah, I mean, Garrett Wilson last year, Dan, 95 receptions. Let's see here. Just over 1,000 yards, 1,042 yards, and what did he get there? 3 touchdowns. So a good season for Garrett Wilson, and you could expect that if he has an actual quarterback throwing him the football this year, that the sky's the limit.
Yeah, he's the thing that makes Wilson really good. He is a guy with amazing short area quickness. So what you see in camp, and even with the Jets' really good corners, you know, and Sauce Gardner and DJ Reed and the nickel Michael Carter, he just cuts away from people so quickly in space. And if you give him a free release on the off the line, it's over because he's right into that route, and you're playing catch up with him. And that you've seen that a lot, and a lot of good hot reads, as I mentioned, from Aaron Rodgers to Garrett Wilson on blitzes. So yeah, I mean, if those two stay healthy, I would almost guarantee this guy's going to go over 100 catches.
Dan Lieberfeld, Jets Confidential. Dan, I got to apologize because we opened up the conversation talking about Hassan Reddick, and we've asked a bunch of great questions. I want to go back to Reddick because I think it's one of those stories. I don't know how this is going to play out. Like, of all the scenarios, which one do you think is the most likely here? Does he play as a Jet and just kind of suck it up? Is he out for the whole year? Is there a trade in the works? I mean, how would you assess the outcomes here?
Yeah, I mean, how much fine money is he willing to incur here? I mean, he's getting, what is he, around $2 million already? But when you consider the mini camp, the mandatory mini camp he missed in the spring, and now almost 3 weeks of camp that he's missed. How much is he willing to, in terms of take all that fine money? I mean, now there's also a battle of egos here. He's not giving in. He felt that he was told some things. Once again, I am not going to sit here and act like because you hear something from a source, usually hearing a source from one side. What was actually said before the trade? That's the key. And unless we wiretap the phones of the parties involved, we'll never find that out. I assume he eventually comes back. I assume they do something to sweeten the pot a little bit on his one-year deal. I don't see them doing anything beyond 1 year, but maybe do something that makes him feel a little better about the contract. Because let's not forget, guys, they have everyone raves about that draft class, rightfully so, from a couple of years ago with Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner, the defensive end Jermaine Johnson, the second round pick, the running back Breece Hall. Those guys are all going to come up for new contracts in the next year or two. So we all know, and Brandon Bean talks about it a lot, you're not just planning for now, you're planning for down the road. So how do you give Hassan Reddick a monster deal? You know, knowing that, and you also, Jermaine Johnson's going to be looking at that. What about me? So I don't know how it ends, but I have a hard time believing Hassan Reddick is going to sit out the year, give up $14.25 million, which is his salary this year, to prove a point. I find that really hard to believe. And also, here's another important point about Hassan Reddick. Even if he's ticked off at the Jets, even if he has to stay at $14.25 million, he's a free agent next year. he needs to go out and get 15, 16 sacks, because whether he hates the Jets' position on this or not, and whether he's angry at them or not, he's got to produce to get the big contract next year, whether it's with the Jets or somebody else. So he would be just spiting himself if he went out and dogged it because he's unhappy with his contract. It'll hurt him in free agency in 2025.
Dan Leberfeld joining us from Charlotte, where the Jets are just concluding their joint practice with the Panthers. They got a Saturday night game, just like the Bills do in Pittsburgh. And Dan, before we let you go, I wanted to make sure you had time to talk about a Rochester company in Jets Confidential. Tell us where we can get more of your work.
Yes, based in beautiful Victor, New York. We've been there forever. Gene, you remember all our Rochester addresses, too. Winton... What were some of the streets? We can put them out there now.
You were across from MCC. You were in West Henrietta. Yes. Yeah, that was the first one, and I don't even know what's in that building. And then Winton Place.
Winton Place. That's our old studios were in Winton Place.
There was, right. So, this is the scene.
Yeah, so we were in Rochester proper, and then we went to Victor. Yeah, we've been publishing for, the magazine for around a quarter century. And we've always been in Rochester, and it's a monthly Jets magazine, and also you can get it digitally. So if you don't like print, you can also read it digitally. And anyone who wants to subscribe, and we have a ton of inside information you're not going to read anywhere else about the Jets. Anyone who wants to subscribe can go to jetsconfidential.com, jetsconfidential.com, or call 1-800-932-4557. Gene, you remember that number, right? 1-800-932-4557. And someone from our Rochester office will hook you up.
Let's see, Dan, I want, when you're in town next time, can you text me and take you to lunch so that way you can meet in person Reach?
Yeah, I've never met Reach. Do we have to explain the nickname to the audience?
No, the audience might not know. Leberfeld loves my Twitter bio because I say in there that I'm the regional brand manager at Odyssey. I have a regional brand manager role. And so Dan just likes to call me Reach. I tell you what, Dan, when you come to Rochester, here's what we'll do. We won't go to lunch. We're going to go for a hike. We're going to go to Letchworth State Park. We're going to look at the beautiful waterfalls and the foliage. And we're just going to, three dudes just walking around Letchworth State Park and taking it all in this fall. What do you say?
That sounds wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But I still hope that a meal is involved.
Oh, we'll get a meal. We'll get you a Slurpee or something like that from 7-Eleven.
Okay. We go on the trampoline after that.
That's right. That's
right. Is it still around?
It's still here. It's still here, Dan.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
All right. Anytime, guys.
You got
Thank
it. You. Dan Leberfeld, Jets Confidential, stopping by the sports bar. Yeah, you, me, Dan, on a trampoline, enjoying Slurpees after a long day of taking pictures of birds and the foliage at Letchworth State Park. We'll just completely detach from football for a little bit.
I like that.
No sports.
No sports.
No sports at all. Just foliage, waterfalls, birds.
Somehow I don't think that's Dan's.
No? Said he sounds lovely. Said he sounds lovely.
I think he was being polite.
Oh.
That's a sign of acceptance, Dan. When somebody, like Dan busts on your chops like that.
I love it. He's the best. And he's a legend. He's been doing it for a long time. And every time we have him on, we leave the conversation saying, oh, God, are the Jets going to be good? Oh, God, are they going to be good? Like, he's not selling us on the Jets, but there's reason to believe what Dan said. Dan's not lying when he says what he's saying about Aaron Rodgers and how he's looked so far at camp, or what this team could be with Mike Williams and Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball to Mike Williams, a better version of what you have in Alan Lazard.
You know, if you're going to go with the theory that there was, and Dan brought this up, and he was very clear at the beginning, he doesn't know. None of us know. Like, how did this all kind of come about? I mean, it's hard to believe that that's malpractice. I'm going to trade for somebody that wants a new contract, but I'm not going to give you the new contract. Okay, then this is where we are. Was there some sort of breakdown in communication? Can you pin this on the agent? Who is the agent? Well, there are two. Troy Dandy and Jimmy Sexton. So Jimmy Sexton's agency, he's a respected name, CAA Football, the agency.
Mm-hmm.
So based on their track record, it'd be hard to kind of see them pulling a bait and switch.
Yeah, right? And I just wonder if you're the Jets and you never have the conversation with the agent about an extension, you only talk about the trade, then you have a leg to stand on in that, hey, we want him for a year, and we want him for a year at what he's making. And then if he balls out, he can go anywhere he wants to and makes the money that he thinks he deserves, you know, next season. But this season, it ain't happening.
So at some point, the pendulum's actually going to switch shift back to the Jets here, is what you're saying, because, like, he's not only hurting himself this year, but good luck getting your next contract.
I think the point that Lieberfeld made that makes all the sense in the world to me is the Jets are in control of this situation. It's kind of funny. They look dysfunctional, and maybe there was a breakdown in communication when you talk about the idea that you traded for a player, but you didn't give him what he wanted in an extension to his contract. But if you're the Jets, you don't know what next season looks like. What you know is this season you have Aaron Rodgers healthy. This season, you still have a Robert Saleh defense, and if you add Hassan Reddick and he's able to go out there and get you 15 sacks, chances are you're going to be a really good team, and Hassan Reddick will eventually get what he wants, which is the big payday.
Hassan Reddick, 29 years old, 1 year younger than Matt Milano.
Mm-hmm. Good player. Really good player.
Yeah.
Appreciate Lieberfeld stopping by to give us a little color there to the Jets preseason as they're in Carolina to take on the Panthers at joint practice today at Bank of America Stadium, and they'll have the preseason week 2 matchup there on Saturday night.
I'm just going to warn you, I'm not going to be in a good mood if the Mets end up losing this series to
Dumpy Oakland. Yeah. Well, the Yankees, I think, breathed a giant sigh. If you heard a giant sigh of relief around Rochester, it was Yankee fan last night seeing the team kind of wake up after being down 2-1 to the White Sox and on the verge of losing that series to the lowly White Sox. They woke up and they got the W last night to win that series. We should take a break if you're going to be grumpy. We need you in a good mood. Happy hour is next, Gino. Happy, listen to you. Happy hour is next. A round of shots coming up. We've got more on the Matt Milano injury, more on the Bills joint practice today in Pittsburgh with the Steelers, and more of your calls at 585-866-4FAN. If you want to join us, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
Ace Swim and Leisure and BioGuard make it easy to be a pool expert because Ace Swim and BioGuard offer an easy-to-use system that delivers clarity, convenience, and confidence. BioGuard puts the pleasure back into your pool with premium products covering everything from sanitizers to shocks to algicide to balancers, ready to use, simple to follow, easy to maintain. That's what makes it a BioGuard system. See Ace Swim and Leisure today. Chilai Avenue and Ridge Road, Webster.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.